After months of unusually dry conditions, parts of Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina are burning. As winds pick up, smoke from these wildfires is becoming a problem across the Southeast. It's prompting air quality warnings in many states. Here's Nick Della Canal of member station WFAE in Charlotte.
Sherrod McNally woke up this morning, got dressed, and readied his 2-year-old son, Pharaoh, for a trip to the park.
As soon as I walked outside, I said, something's burning.
The smell was woody, something like a campfire, not what you'd expect in the Charlotte suburbs.
It felt like I'm somebody's house on fire. I'm like, yeah, it definitely is abundant.
Megan Green, who tracks air quality for the county, says it wasn't just a weird smell residents were experiencing today.
Like in my office, we can see uptown Charlotte, and this morning, it was very, what looked kind of hazy or smoky out there.
She says this layer of gray smoke had blown into the city and much of the surrounding area overnight. With the smoke came dense particle pollutants, which is unhealthy for anyone to breathe, but it's particularly bad for senior citizens, children, and people with breathing problems. Tom Mather with the North Carolina Division of Air Quality says 31 counties in the state have issued elevated warnings to people.
And what that means is you really should avoid prolonged or heavy exertion outdoors. You know, it's not a good day to go for a run, go for a long bike ride, you know, go play tennis for an hour or two.
The same is true in areas of South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama, where drought has been fueling more wildfires, which firefighters have struggled to contain. Environmental agencies in each of these states have issued code red air quality warnings as the smoke spreads. Late today, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory said the dry conditions in his state could allow some of the 20 fires to keep burning for several more months. For NPR News, I'm Nick Della Canal in Charlotte.